Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for the lighter side of the news. Please, Salt, make my Monday better.
All right, Christine. Hey, how's that engagement ring that you have? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, why?
Have you ever dreamed about eating it?
No, that's one dream I have not had.
Well, that's a woman. Her name's Jenna Evans. She had a dream that she fell asleep and was on a train with her, you know, fiancé, and they were fighting bad guys. He told her, eat your engagement ring to keep it from them. So they can't steal it. Well, she woke up to find her ring finger empty.
She actually consumed
the ring. She actually ate her ring, and she had to go to urgent care. They did an x-ray. They found it in her stomach.
Oh.
And instead of letting it pass because they felt that would do more damage.
Yeah, that would hurt.
They went in and retrieved it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Have you had those dreams, though, where they feel so realistic because they are? Like, you know, you wake up, the beeping is not a bomb about to go off in your dream. It's actually your alarm clock that's...
Yeah, or you're dreaming that you're on the toilet and you peed the bed.
Yeah. Well, that one, that's been a while since I've done that.
Okay, happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I apologize to my wife.
It's okay.
So there's a woman with PTSD that has an emotional support animal. She actually has three of them.
Oh, what are they?
And people in Missouri are trying to get them removed from her home.
Why? Are they peacocks or something crazy?
They are monkeys.
Well, like, the minkies are cute. What's wrong with a minky?
Well, you know what? I'm all for it.
Me too.
This woman needs emotional support monkeys at her house, that's fine. I'm not saying I want her to fly with them, although I'd love to pet a monkey.
What kind of minkies are they? Are they the cute little, like, capuchin kind that... cause trouble?
The story, I'm trying to look for a picture. It doesn't say what kind of monkeys
they are. Like, are
they
tiny little thumb monkeys like that you can only get in China? Remember you saw those?
Oh, those are adorable.
The little ones that go on your thumb?
Oh, those are great. Like a little manchichi, something like that.
Yeah, manchichi!
Yeah, no, as long as they're not chimpanzees or orangutans, I think I'd be fine with it.
What are the ones with the red butts?
Baboons.
Yeah, you don't want that either.
Yeah, you don't need a baboon flinging poo at you when you're trying to jump on the...
I'm all for it. Let her have her monkeys.
I say the same thing, too. It's like, if she's keeping them at her house, but they're like, no, it's bad for the neighborhood. You're Missouri. Get over yourself.
What would you rather have? Her do something that you can't take back because of the PTSD?
Exactly. I don't know. Sometimes people just stay
your
in your yard.
Lane.
Stay in your yard, okay? All right, I told you about this story earlier. A mom sends inappropriate pictures to her son's soccer team.
Did the whole team? It was a group text?
So you know how you have a lot of different groups on your phone, right?
Of course.
I've done this. I almost did this yesterday, as a matter of fact. I mean, granted, I wasn't sending inappropriate pictures, but...
Text the wrong
person. Yeah, just texting the wrong person.
Yep.
So this mom was texting one of her girlfriends, and she happened to be having a mom's night out. She was at a strip club.
Oh, Lord.
She decided to send some pictures of said strip club, and she wanted to include the group, the ladies in her group. Now, these are some of the ladies that are moms of the soccer players. Now, instead of sending it to the moms of the soccer player, she sent it to the soccer players themselves.
How did that even get switched up on her
phone? I don't know.
Alcohol does strange things.
The woman had to make a massive apology.
Was the inappropriate photo... Was there clothing on certain areas, or was it all exposed?
Because it was awkward. Let's
you could get in some serious trouble for that. Minors?
Absolutely.
Wah.
Well, it was in England, so I don't know. They have, you know, when you're a 7-year old over there, you're considered almost retired.
That's right.
So a mom recently won a giant lawsuit against her employer for not providing a private place to pump.
Pump breast
milk. My wife recently went through this, and a lot of offices offer these pumping rooms now.
Nordstrom's has one.
Yeah.
When you're shopping, you can go into a private room and nurse your baby.
Yeah, it's so great. You know, a lot of moms, if they don't have their baby with them, they need to pump, and they need to have it for when they bring the milk home for
their
child. Well, this woman, she simply said, I am tired of pumping at my desk or going into the bathroom Could you provide me a space to do it? Well, the company fired her. As a result of this, she just won $225,000 in the lawsuit from them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, my wife was telling me about how she used to go into the pump room, like, to get ready to pump, and there'd be somebody else in there, and she thought it was, like, another mom at work. No, it was just some dude making a phone call because he knew.
What?
He's like, nobody ever uses this room.
Don't you wish sometimes our job here that they would screw up so we could make that kind of bank?
Totally, totally. Jeez. But overall, Christine, you would say you're happy with our job here. It's a pretty job, right? We have a fun job.
I mean, we interviewed Ingrid Michaelson yesterday. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah, I know most people hate their jobs. We like our jobs, but there's a brewery in Los Angeles that wants to up it. They want you to absolutely love their job. They're willing to pay you $150 a football game if you go and drink beer and watch the Los Angeles Rams play.
Wow.
Yes. This is the Golden Road Brewery, and they've decided they want a chief beer officer to head to the games and literally get paid to drink with others. You're just promoting their Whose House Blonde Ale.
That's it? You just go and promote, and you get there and you just drink and have a good time?
Yeah, and you need to have 1 to 35 years of tailgating experience. So, Christine, if you don't see me next week, I'm out in LA.
That's where you are.
96.5 TIC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.